Can you just give a, you know, a brief statement on your response to the DA's findings and saying that they'll not press charges?
We disagree strenuously with the district attorney's assessment of this case. We believe that any fair viewing of the video shows that Pito Rivera was shot in the side and in the back while he was running away from police officers, that he did not pose any kind of an immediate threat to any police officer or anyone else for that matter.
Do you think, in your view of how the video took place, do you think your view is obvious or blatant, or is there gray area? Do you kind of see where I'm getting at that?
We have shown this video to many law enforcement officers, many experts, many people in the media. We have not found anyone, not a single person, who views that video and who has concluded that at the time that Pito Rivera was shot dead, that the officer who did the shooting was in any danger. And I extend this offer to you as well, sir. Anytime you want to come down and take a look at the video, you're welcome to do so.
So this is going to be a tough question. Are you in any way accusing the district attorney of lying about his findings?
This district attorney doesn't lie, okay? I have known Mr. Flynn for some years, and he's not a liar. But the homicide bureau chief who made the determination in this case has decided to protect the officer. They've put their wagons in a circle. So I know it was the district attorney who made the announcement, but, you know, I believe that that there are members of law enforcement who, I've been a civil rights lawyer for 30 years. He is an American citizen of Puerto Rican descent, Mr. Rivera, and I have found time and time and time again that such individuals, such members of the minority community, are often the victim of violence that gets covered up. And I'm going to see to it that there's a thorough investigation and that people are ultimately held accountable.
So what is is that your next step as this progresses?
Absolutely. We're doing that now. We have the district attorney's office has claimed that he was shot in the front. I'm going to be distributing color photographs of bullet entry wounds into the back to the media. They can see for themselves. And I'm going to be asking the New York State Attorney General and possibly the United States Attorney to take a look at the facts of this case to see whether these officers, that police officer, should be held accountable.
So obviously, in your mind, this determination of the charges, no charges being filed, is far from over?
Far from over. And we have served a notice of claim. We will be commencing a civil lawsuit against the Buffalo Police Department, the City of Buffalo, and against the specific police officer.
Okay. Are you aware of any organized protests in response to the decision not to charge the police officer?
I'm not, but I would certainly hope that there would be some peaceful protests. This is an abomination of justice. It is abhorrent. When I see people, anybody, being shot and killed wrongfully, I like to see justice done. I have seen far too many people, especially minorities, shot and killed by police officers, only to have it swept under the table.
And then, last question, can you just briefly mention the family's reaction to the announcement today?
They obviously broke down and cried. The district attorney was good enough to inform the family prior to the press conference at 11, about an hour before, and the family was very, very distraught.
All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to add that you know, myself or the public should know?
That I was not given access to the body to inspect it. I was not given access to the autopsy report, even though the autopsy was performed on September 14th. We were not given access to the reports which have been circulated through the district attorney's office to this, even to this day, from September 12th to this day. Still haven't seen an autopsy report. And when those kinds of facts are hidden from me, it raises questions. I have been asking for information on the firearm that was allegedly recovered at the scene, even though the video does not show with any certainty that there was a firearm at the scene. They have not shown me photographs of it. They have not given me any facts about it. They have not given me any fingerprint reports on it. So when it's a righteous shoot, I get all the information up right up front. When it's not a righteous shoot, I get a runaround. I feel like I've gotten a runaround.